Welcome to the second hour of Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we're going to start the hour off with Shelly Mann, another one of our jazz giants. We'll be playing his most famous recording. That's the My Fair Lady score with Andre Previn on piano and Leroy Vinegar on bass from 1956. Following that, another Miles Davis and Gil Evans recording, this time from the Porgy and Bess suite from 1958. My Man's Gone Now, right here on Jazz Unlimited.
Thank you.
This is Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight. And we heard a couple of things. First, from Shelly Mann. Andre Previn on piano, Shelly Mann on drums, Leroy Vinegar on bass. And Show Me. It's a tune from My Fair Lady. That very famous recording that Mann and Previn and Vinegar made in 1956 was a big, big hit for Previn and Mann, who made a lot of money at it. Leroy Vinegar, unfortunately, got paid scale. Following that, we heard Miles Davis with the Gil Evans Orchestra doing My Man's Gone Now from 1958. And that's the Porgy and Bess recording that was so wonderful that those two guys did. We've got more Shelly Mann. Woody Herman's going to be coming up in a little bit with something a little bit unusual. Right now, we're going to be hearing a couple of things. First, from pianist Freddie Redd. We're going to get a double header here, featuring, in addition to Freddie Redd as one of our jazz giants, we're going to hear Jackie McLean on alto, and a tune from a play that both Freddie and Jackie were in called The Connection, a very famous play, and the tune is Theme for Sister Salvation. And after that, Betty Carter from 1979 with John Hicks on piano, The Trolley Song, right here on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you.
shoes, hair fell high upon my head. I want to lose a jolly hour on a trolley. To laugh, my heart is dead. In his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsome Mr. Man. Started again, I counted to ten. Started again, again. Clang, clang, clang. Went the trolley. Ding dong, ding dong. Went the bell. Sing went my heart string. The moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug went the motor. Bump, 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 bump went the brake. My heartbeat when he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat, took a seat, and then he said, "Can I step on your feet, honey?" He scared me to death. Buzz, 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 buzz. With the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop. With the wheels. Stop. With my heart, he started to leave.
Got a double header here on Jazz Unlimited for our jazz giants. Freddie Redd was heard on piano with Jackie McLean on alto, both jazz giants for May and June. Mike Mattos on bass and Larry Ritchie on drums. Music from the play The Connection, recorded in 1960 for Blue Note. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is Jazz Unlimited. Thanks for joining me for our jazz giants show tonight. And our second one was The Trolley Song, Betty Carter, from the Great American Music Hall in 1979 with John Hicks on piano, Curtis Lundy on bass, and Peter Washington on the drums. We heard The Trolley Song. We've got a station break coming up, and following the station break, we're going to hear one more from Freddie Redd called Old Spice. I don't think that's a commercial for anything. And then we'll hear another one from the My Fair Lady recording. This is a version of On the Street Where You Live, right here on Jazz Unlimited. We'll be right back. Thank you. This is Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight for our Jazz Giant Show. And we heard first Old Spice by Freddie Redd and his group. Freddie was heard on piano with Jackie McLean on alto, Tina Brooks on tenor, Benny Bailey was the trumpeter, Paul Chambers on bass, and Sir John Godfrey was the drummer. It was recorded for Blue Note but unissued and is only available on the complete Freddie Redd Blue Note recordings on Mosaic. After that we heard On the Street Where You Live from the My Fair Lady recording done by our jazz giant Shelly Mann with Andre Previn on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass. We've got Eric Dolphy coming up a little bit later. He's one of our jazz giants, and we'll also be hearing more Miles Davis. So check us out here on our Jazz Giant Show. Right now we've got something a little bit unusual. One of the things that people don't know much about is the love for Igor Stravinsky that the Woody Herman Band had. And somehow Stravinsky got word of it, and he composed something called the Ebony Concerto. And this is a 1946 recording of that Stravinsky piece, right here on Jazz Unlimited.
Thank you.
The Ebony Concerto right here on Jazz Unlimited, featuring the music for jazz giant Woody Herman and his orchestra in a rather unusual setting. Not quite symphony, not quite jazz. The conductor, arranger, and composer of that was none other than Igor Stravinsky. Trumpet solo was by Pete Condoli, who is the band's Igor Stravinsky expert. I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to Jazz Unlimited, and we've got music coming up with Miles Davis at the top of the hour. And to take you to the top of the hour, we're going to be hearing Eric Dolphy with the Misha Mengelberg Trio, recorded live in Hilversum, Holland in 1964. Eric is on bass clarinet with Misha Mengelberg on piano, Jock Scholes on bass, and Han Binnink on drums. And that'll be coming your way right after the station break, right here on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. Eric Dolphy, right here on Jazz Unlimited. Eric was on bass clarinet with Hisham Engelberg on piano, Jock Scholl's bass, and Han Bennick on drums, recorded live at Hilversum, Holland in 1964. That was a recording called The Last Date, although Eric did make a couple more recordings in Paris before he passed on in Europe, in Berlin that same year. We've got a station break coming up, and following the station break, we're going to be hearing more of our jazz giants, and this will be such people as Miles Davis and Bud Shank and more, Betty Carter. So stick around with us here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we'll be right back after this